Hello, my name is Harold Uline. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'd like you to describe the economic characteristics of the Kraft Corporation, why you feel this is a good business.
Well, I would say most of the big food companies are good businesses in that they earn good returns on tangible assets. And I don't want to get into particularly into specifics on Kraft, but if you own important branded products in this country, whether it's Wrigley's or Mars or Coca-Cola or a number of the Kraft brands or See's Candy, you have good assets. It's not easy to take on those products. Just imagine, you know, taking on Coca-Cola will sell 1.5 billion 8-ounce servings of its product around the world today. There's something in every person's thing, in every person's mind virtually in the globe about Coca-Cola. That's a product of, since 1886, has been associated with happiness and good value in terms of refreshment and all that. It's just about impossible, you know, to, in my mind anyway, to take on a product like that. It clearly satisfies people in a way, you know, everywhere on the globe. And, you know, it may not be the same Kraft, for example, as Kool-Aid in the powdered soft drink business. You know, I don't think I'd want to try and take on Kool-Aid. I'd rather have Coca-Cola, but it's a tough product. And to get implanted, just think of, to get implanted in people's mind, RC Cola around the world. And RC Cola's been around a long, long time. You know, it isn't going to go anyplace. I mean, that is very, very difficult. And actually, Richard Branson came over to this country. You know, they say that a brand is a promise. I mean, there's a promise involved in picking up a Milky Way or picking up a Coca-Cola as to what it's going to deliver to you. Richard Branson came over 10 years ago, you know, a fellow with the famous airline and all of that, and he came out with something called Virgin Cola. Now, I thought that was kind of an unusual promise to have in a product. Never could quite figure that one out, what the promise was, but whatever it was, it didn't work. And the, you know, there have been, I don't know how many Don Keogh would know, but there have been hundreds of colas over the years. But in the end, who is going to, you know, buy some substitute cola for a penny a can less or 2 cents a can less than Coca-Cola, or the same thing with See's Candy, or the same thing with Kool-Aid, or whatever it may be? So we feel pretty good about branded products when they're runaway leaders in their field. And there's nothing unusual about Kraft in their position versus Kellogg or some other people like that. So the specifics of which one we buy may depend a little bit how we feel about the price. It certainly will make a difference how we feel about the price, the management, and some other factors. But if you buy in with good branded products and you don't pay too much, you're probably going to do okay. On the other hand, you're not going to get super rich because the attributes that I've just laid out are pretty well recognized. Charlie?
I've got nothing to add.
Okay.